Okay, we are in the Tes Zayin Amud Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the new sugya. Barba Prakib Ha'olam Nidayin. Four times a year, the world is judged. B'Pesach Al Tzvua, B'Pesach on grain, B'Atzeres Al Peres Ilan Shvuas on fruit of trees. Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Olam Ivrim Lefonav Kibnei Morayin Shneim Rahitziach Libam Hamevim Kol Maaseim. Very interesting way of presenting an emission. Instead of saying it short and sweet like we did by Pesach and Shavuos and like we're going to do on Sukkot, and the next line of B'chag Nidain and Malamayim, here we have a bit of an arichus. Kol Boy Olam Ivrim Lefonav Kibnei Morayin. We mention instead of saying Adam, we say Boy Kol Boy Olam, and we give a mashal to Bnei Morayin, which the Gemara is going to tell us a few pshatim as to what it means. And we bring a proof to this. Okay, so we will see. Perhaps just before we see the sugya, we'll just mention a famous piece of Ran over here. The Ran, as well as other Rishonim discuss, I mean, the way the Ran presents it is Tamahani. It's a tema. Bishleim Adam Nidin Rosh Hashanah Midivri Kabbalah Lamadnu. So we learn that out. We have ultimately have a pasuk, Mireishis Hashanah V'Adamach Achreshana. We said that on Rosh Hashanah, a person is needing what's going to be at the end of the year, and so on. Says the Ran, Elahani Shleisha Prakim Achrinim Yibayli Minalahu L'Rabbanan. How did they know that we are judged on these times? Says the Ran, it's mistabra to me. That we learn this out from what the Gemara is going to say in the Hemshech. The Gemara is going to say, "Mid Amr Teirah Haviyu Lefanei Omer VePesach V'Shtei Alechem Atzeres V'Nischu Mayim Lefanei B'Chag." Meaning, we have to bring a grain on Pesach and Shtei Alechem, which somehow, even though it's barley, but somehow that's going to connect to Ilanes. We'll see why. And Nischu Mayim on the Chag. Alma bizmanim elu ha'olam nidin bidvar malalu. So it must be that this is what's happening in the world at the time. Ulefigich tziva kadosh baruch hu lahavien kadei shiz baruch hu. And that's the reason why Hashem was mitzava to bring them, so that we should have this bracha. So that is one discussion in the Ran. The next question is, in the Ran is, v'su kashali kevin sha'adam nidin b'rosh Hashanah. Well, if man is judged in Rosh Hashanah, surely they're going to dan him al tu isav upe reisav v'shar asakov. Surely they're going to judge him on his grain, on his fruit, on his mayim and everything. V'kevin shekein hakol nidin b'Rosh Hashanah. So what does it mean? Man is judged for everything on Rosh Hashanah, but and the judgment for the weeds and for the fruit and for the water and so on. Says the Ran again. V'nir ali. He says that shleisha dvarim halalu nidainim lechala olam shleisha zmanim elu, meaning the judgment for the world, Pesach is on Trua, Sukkot is on Mayim, and Shavuos is on Peres Ilan, and so on. Avol b'Rosh Hashanah kol baye olam ivrim lefanav echad echad, v'geizrin alav chelkoy midvarim halalu. Your individual portion is going to be, 3 billion tons of grain the world's going to get in Tafshin Pei Beis. How much is every individual going to get? That has to do with the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. And the last piece of Ran, which is also very famous, is, well, this is the world that Adam is nidin in Rosh Hashanah, asks the Ran, and we mentioned this before, V'yesh lishol, lama Adam nidin b'Rosh Hashanah yesim yibesha yamim. Why, in fact, is man judged on Rosh Hashanah more than others? And he says, I understand by Pesach and by Shavuos and Sukkot, like we said, because you have to bring the Omer and the Shtei Alechem and Mayim and so on. But why are we judged on Aleph Tishrei? So he says, I'll explain why. And he says this is based on the Medrash, on the Psikta, where the Psikta goes through that the world was created in Chaf Hei Elul. And then Adam Rishon was created in Aleph Tishrei, and it goes through, as does the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, it goes through the hours of the day, how Adam was formed and created, and when the Neshama went in him, and so on, and the eighth hour, Hashem brought him into Gan Eden. In the ninth hour he was Nitzdave. In the tenth hour Sarach. He was Chayta. In the 11th hour he was judged. And in the 12th hour, the final hour of the day, Yotze Bedimos. He was Yotze. The Aruch says that Demas is Lashon Hatzala. He was spared. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Zesim Nabanecha Kishem Shamatz Telefana Bedin Miyam Zev Yotzas Bedimos. Kachasid Nabanecha Liyos Imdim Lefana Bedin Miyam Zev Yotzim Bedimos. So therefore, this is the reason why, according to at least the Rebbe Eliezer, it makes sense why we're judging Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam goes on to say that Adayin Tmili Dekati Tenach Le Rebbe Eliezer Al Rebbe Yeshua and the Am Rebbe Nisa Nivra Oyla Makati Haji Krishna Leduchta Lamanidim Rosh Hashanah Yezim Mishai Yomim. So according to Rebbe Yeshua, the world was created in Nisan. So why are you judged on Rosh Hashanah? It says the Ran, Venirali Shirotza Hamakim Lazakis Es Yisrael Bedina. Hashem is looking to judge us on the best possible time, the most auspicious time of the year. Verotza Lodin Es Yisrael Bizman Shahuk for the Kapara Ulislicha. He wanted to complete our din, our judgment, at a time which was established for Kapara and Slicha. Shalafish Nisratza Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Kippurim. So this day became a day of slicha and kapara for deris, and therefore Gaza Hashem she Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah Shatzikim Gumim Nechtavim Nechtamim La'al Telechayim Obeinim Harigzadin Shalem is not Nechtam Tzliyim Kippur, which is the final day of slicha and kapara and so on. Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Mihischal Hashem Lisratz. He says another reason is that from Rosh Hashanah Tzliyim Kippur, Hischal Hashem Lisratzes. The Ritzu began Rosh Hashanah and it was finished in Yom Kippur. And says the Ran, with this it's very good, it's even better, because we pass him like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer. Says the world was created in this, and therefore we need to explain why, where does Yom Kippur, where does Rosh Hashanah come as the Yom Adin culminating in Yom Kippur, and he ends up by saying, "Lefizeh, ein makum lakum bashmeiris, bechav hebe elo, lefikach nagu begiroina, vegiluleiser shle lakum ad Rosh Hashanah." Right, in certain places in Spain, in Girona, like where Rabbi Yena and others were from, they didn't say slichas before Rosh Hashanah. This is what the Rambam actually writes. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, and that slichas is only said from Rosh Hashanah. It's only said from Rosh Hashanah for Aseis Mitzvah. It's not said before. The Ran ends off. Miyo yesh makayme shemakdimin be'echad be'elu. You know, as we know, they start reading Aleph El. V'yesh smach lemin hagam lefisha b'yischilu abayim yem shnisratz haKadosh Baruch LaMoshe. That was the very, very beginning of the whole period of the Ritzi and so on. But al kofanim, lots of important Ran over here as to what's pshat in the din of Rosh Hashanah, and where do we know the din on the regalim mechatesa, and how does it work if there's a din on the gimel regalim? What's pshat in the din on the Rosh Hashanah, and why was Aleph Tishrei chosen both according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to Rabbi Yeshua?
Can I just ask, in relation to Yom Kippur, is only for the Yidden, not for the
God? Question is Yom Kippur a din which is exclusively Yisrael or not? The truth is, if you look in the Rambam, it's mashma that it's for the whole world. It's pretty clear from the Rambam. Certainly, it's mashma from the Rambam like that. That there's merits to go and tell your goyish next door neighbor that it's Yom Kippur tonight and it's a Kate Slicha Mechila. So it's mashma in the Rambam.
And then he must fast.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to fast. That he doesn't have to do. Okay, says the Gemara, hey, Tzvua, we said that on Pesach we need an Elat Tzvua. Which Tzvua are we referring to? If it is the standing grain, that which is already around, Rashi says it's Mukhenes Lihikatzer, it's ready to be harvested. And there's a judgment on that. Kol Hani Arpakti, the Adu Allah, Eimas Itzun. So all of the experiences that this grain has gone through all the difficult periods of the rain and the storms and the elements and so on. Well, when was that judgment done? So it can't be referring to the grain which is on the verge of Kitzira. Ella Tzua de Mizdara. It's referring to the Tzua which a person is planning on planting in Marcheshvan, Rashi says. So that the Tzua which a person is planning on planting in Marcheshvan, so on Nisan, there's going to be a judgment about the upcoming Tzua. Says the Gemara, Lameh Medachad Dina Mitdana. Do you mean to say that there's only one single judgment throughout the whole year? If there was some type of a carry, Rashi Tosfos says mikra, lashon ula yikra. So if there's some type of a happening, like let's say something b'day shemayim, Rashi says kigen borod eishi dafein. In other words, carry is more lashon of an ines b'day shemayim, or an ines b'day adam koydem pesach. If it happened before Pesach, then that is attributed to Nidainis Lishavar. That is that the din on that was for the previous Pesach, Nidainis Lishavar. Whereas if something happened, there was some force majeure or some oines took place, La'acha Pesach, then Nidainis Labo. That's about the more recent Pesach. And so too, Adam Shir Bei Keri Oines, if there was something b'day Shemayim or b'day Adam, Kodim Yom Kippurim Nidan L'Sha'avar, the previous Yom Kippur, Lach Yom Kippurim Nidan L'Haba, the most recent one. So we say Amar Rav Shmamina Trei Dina Mizdana. So we see that there's two dinim Mizdana which take place throughout the year. I mean, depending on the proximity to the Pesach, pre, post, and so on. Amar Abai Hilkach Ki Hazi Inish De Mitzvah Zara Afla. If a person sees that the Zroyim which they planted, the late blooming crop, is doing well. You see, it's going very well. Liktem of Lizra Harpa. So then you should chaperein, and you should go ahead and plant quickly. And ad de moti lemedaina, because until the next period of din of Pesach, the ad de moti lemedaina kadam salik. You will successfully manage to reap and harvest a good crop. Rashi says across up a couple of lines, ki yichid ki hazi inesh de mitzlach zara afla b'chitza v'kisemesh nizroyin memarcheshvan. You planted them in marcheshvan she'ein memarin lezbashel, and it takes some time to ripen. Ligdem elizrol acharfa, you should go and quickly plant that which grows quickly, meaning as ta'ira, the barley memaheres lezbashel. It goes quickly. And you plant it later on in the year. In the cave in the Afla Mitzlach, if you see that the ones which take time are doing very well, the previous Pesach, the judgment was a favorable judgment. Therefore, you should quickly chaperein and plant again. Fine. Now, so we've said that four times a year the world is judged. Says the Mamani Mas Nisan, who's the Tan of the Mishnah, Le Rabbi Meir, Le Rabbi Yudah, Le Rabbi Yisuf, Le Rabbi Nos. The Tanya. Hakol Nidinim Rosh Hashanah, Ugzai Din Shlem, Nechtam Yom Kippurim. Devi Rabbi Meir. So everything is Nidin Rosh Hashanah, the Gzai Din is on Yom Kippur. Seeming Mimashma, everything. It all takes place in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Hakol Nidin of Rosh Hashanah, V'gzadin Shlehem Nechtam Kol Echad V'Echad Bizmanei. There is the initial Gzadin of Rosh Hashanah, but then the Chasima is in the various points throughout the year. Pesach Al Tzvua, Tzeres Al Pesach Eilen, Chag Nidin Al Amayim, Adam Nidin Rosh Hashanah, Gzadin Shlehem Nechtam Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Yezi Eimer, Adam Nidin B'chol Yom. Person is judged every single day. Meaning he is remembered in the mornings every single day. Look at the next two words of the Pasuk. Meaning the Pasuk says, in the moments there is a havchana, there is some type of a scrutiny on the person. So we're saying in our Mishnah that the judgment of all Tvuah is exclusively in Pesach, and Peiros Ilana is on Shavuos, and Sukkos is Mayim, and so on. So it doesn't seem to fit with any of these four Tanayim. Maybe you'll say, really, it's going like Reb Yehuda. Remember, he was the one who says things are needed in Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzar Din takes place on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So maybe that could fit. And our mission is just speaking about the Gzar Din. What about Adam? Because it doesn't mean that wouldn't fit with Adam, as she says, Kasha Adam to Tani Masnis and Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda b'Yemikipurim Amar. So the Adam also doesn't make sense. So Amarava Haytana, Haytana the Beir Bishmal, the Tana the Beir Bishmal, Ba'arba Prakim Ma'ilam Nidin, Pesach Matfua, Batzeres Alpeyos Ilan, Bechag Nidin Lamayim, Ba'adin Nidin Rosh Hashanah, Ugzadin Shalay Nechtam b'Yemikipurim. So it's pretty much word for word like our Mishnah, except it adds the words v'nechtam b'yamikipurim v'chikta namasnis v'natchilas din. And therefore, when our Mishnah speaks about v'arba prakim alam nidin, it's actually referring to the tchilas adin, which opens up a question. Well, that means the tchilas din is on the tchilas din of Tzvua is on Pesach, the tchilas din on Peiros Ilan is on Atzeres. So when is the Gemar? So some Mishnayim say maybe it's the end of Pesach. Like first day is the Tchilas Din and Shri Yishol Pesach is the Gemar. First day of Sukkos and then the end of Sukkos. Beginning of Shavuos and the last couple of hours. Something like that. Amar Rav Chisda, my time with Rabbi Yosi. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yosi says a person is judged every single day. Kidika Amar Taimei. Like he says, the Pasuk says, V'tifkadenu Ela Bekarim. No. Anan hachik amin. Our question is like this: my time alam akarbnasin, meaning the very pasuk that you bring ends off with the lirigayim tivchenu. So why didn't you go on and say like akarbnasin? It says bechina iyune ba'almei. Now that's just to a little scrutiny. You don't necessarily see that it's a din. So frag the gemara bekidanami iyune ba'almei. Well, it's also only an iyun ba'alma. It's not, where do you see that it's an actual din as such? Alam Rav Chisda, time to be easy, says a person is judged every single day, is from a different pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, we read the whole pasuk, it says, Vahi devarai eila, asher eschananti levne Hashem, krevim al Hashem elike, nu yeimam v'layla, la says mishpat avdei, O Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Devar Yoyim B'Yoymoy. So it mentions about the Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Devar Yoyim B'Yoymoy. So we see still that a person is judged every single day. That is Rav Chisda's Pshat in Rav Yosi. The Amar Rav Chisda, another main Rav Chisda, which has to do with the judgment of Amar Rav Chisda, Melech B'Tzibor, Melech Nechnas Tchila Oladin. So about this particular din, which the king is judged, the tzibur is judged, the king is judged first. Shenemar lasis mishpat avdei. I think he says vahadar. Yeah, vahadar umishpat amay Yisrael. My timei b'yseima lavuruch ara lemeisev malka avroi v'yseima mikamei d'leifush harin af. So in the situation when the king and the nation are judged, the king goes in first and the nation second, either because it's a lack of derech etz the king to wait, or in order to ensure that the king is being judged before the anger is kindled against him. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yosef is our girsa. Some of the girsa Rava. Kamana matzlinan ha'idna akatsiri v'amari. So according to which opinion do we daven nowadays for katsiri and mari? Rashi says that the Gemara Masechet Nedarim says Kitziri means Chaylim, and Mari is referring to Talmid Chachamim who are weak. So according to which opinion of these Tanoim do we daven for? meaning according to the opinions that everything is judged and decreed on Rosh Hashanah and so on. So then, and in Yom Kippur, so then why would it wouldn't make sense to daven for them on a daily basis? Says the Gemara, "Come on, Rabbi Yosi." He will say it is like Rabbi Yosi. Rashi says the Amar Adam Nidin B'chol Yom, the Yisparol Shiyaduno Yisrael Eschus, the Leig Nesu Misa, the Iker Abon and the Amri Ein Nidin Al Baruch Hashanah Harikvar Nikneso Alav. So it's too late. There has already been a judgment, and therefore it's too late. People say, "Maliyim, I'll tell you, it's Kira Abonin." Or I'll tell you, it could be even like the Rabbanan, but Sa'aka is different. We're going to see now on Amud Beis the Maila of Sa'aka, and we're going to quote a pasuk from Tehillim Kuf Zayin. Tehillim Kuf Zayin is the capital about which the concept of Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais is learnt, the Gemara Brachas. And it goes through someone who is crossing the desert. It's Tov, Bamidbar, Bishimain, Darech, and Raven Gam Tzmeim. And what happens? V'yitzaku al Hashem b'tzar lahem. He cries out to Hashem. And then Hashem saves him. And then it speaks about someone who was imprisoned, Yeshu Cheshich v'tzal Malves, and so on. And it says, Vayizaku el Hashem, he cries out to Hashem. And then it says, it speaks about Achayla, Yardi Hayam, and so on. And what's interesting is, two times it uses the Lashon, it says, Vayitzaku el Hashem, and twice it says Vayiz Aku El Hashem, twice with a Tzadi and twice with a Zayin. So what's the difference between Vayitzaku El Hashem and Vayiz Aku El Hashem? So the Malbim says Ki Tzaka Gedola Mi Zaka. And it says by Tzaka is a greater language. And before I should explain, that's the reason why by the Yorde Hayam and the Hochimid Barius uses Lashon Tzaka. Someone who's in prison and someone who's unwell uses a Lashon with a Zayin, by Yizaku. Someone who's going through the desert and someone who's out at sea uses a Lashon Tzaka with a Tzadi. Mepharshim explained, because if a person is out at sea or a person is crossing the desert in the middle of nowhere, there is absolutely no one to turn to other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the nature of that prayer is so strong and so intense and so directed, that's a Lashon Tzaka. Whereas a person who's unwell, or a person's in prison, so then maybe the doctor's a very experienced doctor, he's pretty good, he'll be able to save me, or I'll be able to bribe or schmooze off with the prison officer. So it could be that the tefillah is not as directed, as potent. So that's manifest in the difference between the Tzadi and the Zion. So we're saying of the Yafe Tzaka La Adam. If it's Azat Tfila, which is a Bechin of Tzaka, which is Kol Kulei Bilti Hashem Levade, that can help both before and after. But in the first pshat is we're going like Rabbi Yosi. Frekt Tesis, important famous Tesis. Taman Matzlina Idna Aktsiri VaAmeri. We're going like Rabbi Yosi. V'imtemar l'rabbanan nami miloi matzlinin rifa'enu v'birkas ha'shanim. V'akum tais, according to the Rabbanan, there's no point to daven Shemoneh Esrei. What are you davening? What are you davening rifa'enu and v'birkas ha'shanim? Tetzis gives a couple of answers. First, he says, v'im rabbi natam, d'shaloi yechle v'adei le'matzlinin. To daven, you should not become sick, that in Hanami there's no point in davening, because that's Nigzar. That's the right Allah Biasi. Aval she yisrape matzlinin aliba de kuli alma. But that you should be nisrape, then even the Rabbanan say you can do so. The Mosa Yechlu Nigzar. Mosa yisrape uli Nigzar. The Gzardin is only when the person will become unwell in the first place. But it does not speak about when the person will be nisrapa. And that you're able to daven for. The Mefarshim ask Akasha from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Hey. The Gemara says over there that when Yisurin, Rahman Latzlan, are sent to a person, they are Majibia the Yisurin. And they're Majibia the Yisurin when you're going to go to the person and when you're going to come out from the person. How long are you going to be there for? So ask Nachroinim, so you see that it is clear, it is already Yadua Meirosh, how long the person is going to suffer. So why are you saying, Rabbeinu Tam, that she is rapping Matzlin and the Masa Yachlu Nigzar, Masa Yisrapu Le Nigzar? Doesn't the Gemara tell us in Avodah Zarah that everything is Nigzar? There must be a Yisurin when it's time to leave. So I saw in the one of the Mefarshim in Yaakov, Avos Eisen, I think it's Rabbeinu Sanayavishitz, who says the following. He says, Asamari be Yisurin. She'enan b'chol haguf, avo b'chaloyim she'kol gufei shel adam neifel le'mishkav le'ayri kra. So if it's a local malady, a local pain, something which is local, it doesn't take over the entire body, and chanami, that is nigzar, everything, when it's going to come, how long it's going to be there, when it's going to leave, all of that. But if a person has neifel le'mishkav, that which the Gemara over there quotes the Pasuk isn't speaking about such a case, and therefore that's the type of thing which you can always daven for. It would come out according to that when a person davens Rafeinu, it's more for a Chayla Shnafel Lemishkov type of matzav according to the Rabbanin, because according to the Rabbanin, if it's a local ailment, the person's got a toothache, according to the Rabbanin and Chanami, you wouldn't daven for that. That is the first answer of Tesis. Tesis says six lines before the end, V'oidi Yishlema, the tefillah, the rabim shiny. And the gzardinam nikra, kil kamon. So, yeah, when we daven in tefillah b'tzibor, that is a kerech of the tefillah of the rabim, that has the ability to be poil even after the gzardin. Taman matzlinan, do we daven? We daven, it means the tzibor. It means the tzibor, yeah, that's how he's learning. Okay, So the Gemara writes, "Tanya Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mebnei Ma Amr Teira Hivhiu Oimer BePesach, Mebnei Yisra Pesach Zman Tvuhu, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu Aviu Lofanei Oimer BePesach Kadei Shudis Baruch Lachem Tvua Shebesodis, Mebnei Ma Amr Teira Hivhiu Shtei Alechem Batzeris." So again, Shtei Alechem is wheat. Why do you bring that on Shavuos? When they shat seres as zman peiros ha'ilanu, our Makadosh Baruch Hu avila fanesh li'alechem bat seres kadeishi is baruch lechem peiros ha'ilan. The question is, what does wheat have to do with peiros ha'ilan? So Rashi says shtei alechem is it brings its yiratzol a peiros ha'ilan shehein matir lahavi bikurin. Number one, because it has a connection to a bikurin. Shein midim bikurim kodem atzeres. So somehow it's connected to that, to the peiros over there. And then Rashi says, "Vani shemati Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei." This is the same Rabbi Yehuda. Taha azla keman da amr b'sanhedrin eitz she'achal adam arish mechita haisa. So it's called eitz pri. It was an eitz. We call eitz agan toichal, with the exception of the eitz adas tevara. And therefore, that is the connection to. To eitzim and pre eitz and so on, and finally we say, "Umibni ma'am retira nischu mayim b'chag, amar kadosh baruch hu nischu lefanei mayim b'chag kadosh yis baruch lechem gishmei shana." Now you'll note that all of these umibni ma'am retira are precise and exact, meaning there's a din d'oraisa, you have to bring the omer and pesach. And there's a din d'oraisa, you have to bring the shtei alechem. There's a din d'oraisa about nischu mayim. We spoke about it to Allah Meshmi Sinai. But there is a real source. Now, with that in mind, let's continue. The Imru Lefanai Barash Hashana Malchiyez Zichroines V'Sheifrois Malchiyez Kedei Shetam Nechuni Aleichem. why Malchi is this way, you'll be Mamlech me upon you. Zichroinois, Kadeshiala, Zichrinchem, Lefane, Leteva. I should remember you favorably. Ubameh, the shofar. How so? With a shofar. So, a couple of points. Number one, just like the first three things, you should bring the Omer, you should bring the Shelachim, you should do the Nischamayim, because you have to do this, Lamaisa Midyaraisa. And you're doing this because this is going to bring about a favorable judgment, and that you have to do Mamash Midyaraisa. So, does that mean that Midyaraisa we have to say Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros? Do we have to do that? We don't have to do that, Pashtus. So just bear that in mind. Let's just read another line. We'll come back to this in a second. Amar v'yavayu alam ha'teken v'shefesh al-ayol. Amar kadosh baruch hu tikul lefana v'shefesh al-ayol. Kedei she'ezkar lechem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. O'mal ani aleichem kilo akad demas mechem lefana. Similar ha'ara. And here we already have the Tez Darash. Tez Darash says, Hashem bekan he al haminag shaya min hagam liskaya b'shal ayol. This of lama taking the shofar shal ayol is not because we have to, because you don't have to use a shofar, a ram's horn, but it's really asking why we noyeg to do so. V'lo mishum shadin kach ba'ayol v'lo ba'acher shari shaninu kol ha-shofar is k'sher m'chutz mishal para. Umash Omru Omra Kodish Baruchu Tikula Fanabishal Aya Lavala Memrashi Midyaraisa. It doesn't mean that it's Midyaraisa to do so. Allahika Omar. Omra Kodish Baruchu Tiku Kadesh Eskalhamakedas Yitzhak. You have to be Takeya, I'll remember the Akeda. The Kaven Shikain, Yoisa Toyov Leskaya Bishal Ayal, Kadesh Yiskar Kodish Baruchu Ayal Ba'ayal. It's a much better way of evoking and causing Kaviyach Hashem to focus on the ayol of Yitzchak if you yourself use an ayol. Umatzinu Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bidrabonin Kiyotze Bezeh, says the Rosh. This isn't the first time we've seen this. B'mesha Amru Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanei Malchiyah Zichroinis V'Sheifreis V'Abrachis Einen Ela Midrabonin. So, therefore, the Rosh is explaining that when it says Lama Tekim Meshev Shal Ayal Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Tiku Lefanai, doesn't mean that you're obligated to do so, just like you're not obligated in the Malchi Zichronos and Shofros Midyaraisa, but it's a good thing to do. And here there is a perhaps a smach and a famous words of the Ritva. And again, bearing in mind the structure of the Gemara, kind of view where the Ritz was coming from. Just like the first three examples were, why must you Midyaraisa bring the Omer on Pesach? Because Hashem said X. Why must you bring the Shtei Lechema? And why must you? Those are Midyaraisa. And then we go on to Malchi Zichronos and Shofros and Shofar Shel Ayol, which isn't Mamish Midyaraisa. So says the Ritz famously the following. V'hadik Amar Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanei Malchiyah Zichronos V'Shefreis Mishum Ta'avol Gav De Pesukim Malchiyah Zichronos V'Shefreis Einam Min HaTayra Elam Midrabanan Kede Prishna Mikol Makam Mima She'amra Tera Zichron Trua Yeish Lomaid She'roi Lahazkir Pesuki Trua U'Pesuki Zikaron. I mean, the Torah's Meramez almost explicitly, by virtue of the fact that it says Zichron Trua, that you have to say Psukim. So you're right. It doesn't say to say the pasuk Vayibishur Melech Bikansev Rosh Yom and Shemim Leich Leilam Boed and all the Psukim which we say in Hanan, but it does say Zichron Trua. O Malchiz Nafkalon Kemesh Darshu Razal V'Sifra Mi Pasuk V'Hayu Lachem LeZikaron Ofnei Lekechem Ani Shem Lekechem. Says the Ritva. He's bothered by this question of the Rosh. How can we say Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanim Malchus? Doesn't say that. No, Hashem never says you have to do that. There it is. There's a very strong allusion to it. The pasuk says Zichron Tzrua. So it's almost mufurish, right? That's why Rabbi Gidon can say Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanim Malchus. Shekol ma sheyesh leyasmachtem in a pasuk. Heir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shroi Lasis Kain. Elishli Kavu Chayva Umasri Lachachamim. Vezeh Davar Barur VeEmes. Velei Kedivri Amefarshim Asmach Teshim Kederach Simen Shenasnu Chachamim. It's just a simen ba'alma. Velei Shekavanes Hateir Lakach Chas V'Sholem Yishtaka Davar Velei Yemar Shezu Das Minosi. Says the Ritva, when we have an asmachta, the pshat is, it's almost explicit. Hashem was meir eini chachamim to kind of realize and hop onto the illusion and onto the remez, which, like we say, is zichron trua. Oh, so it says there has to be a zikaron of a trua, which means psukim. It's almost explicit. That's when the asmachta is. It's not just a remez ba'alma. That is heresy to say. Which, as he points out again in the footnote, Cain, Kasav, Rambam, Ba'akdam, Alapirish, Mishnayis, Akuzri, and so on. So the Rambam and others, they do say, like the Chas V'Shalom of the Ritva, famous Machlekes Rishonim as too, what is the gether of an Asmachta? That's what he goes on to say, Avalatera, He'ira, Bekach, Omaschiv, Adavar, Lekav, Lechachamim, Im Yirtsu, Kimoy, Shikasu, Vesisa, Piyadavar, Sheyagidu, it's not something brand new. The kol teres shabaper remuza, but teres shabchsav she tmima v'chas v'shalom she chaser uklum. That is the ritva. Now, Kabbanim are just saying, in light of what the Gemara of the Hadol Brais originally began. Mipni ma'am retera, you bring the oimer, and that's mamish diraisa, and mamish diraisa, and so on. And then we move on to things which are alluded to, which is an asmachta, which the Ritva says is not mamish the same level. That is one important ha'ara. Another important ha'ara is, which I heard from Ramesh Shapiro many years ago, and this is it. The argyasa is, Imru levanim alchis kedei shetam nichuni aleichem. Zichrei neiz kedei sheyala zichronichem levanai l'tayva. Ubameh v'shefar. Say malchis to achieve X. Say zichronis to achieve Y. What is the vehicle with which you are going to do this? Shefar. So listen to the lashon of the Riaz. He says malchis, like we said, zichrei neiz, and so on. And he says like this, shefreis. Shetitnu leiv v'titzapu l'yem hadin u'liyemayis ha-mashiach. That is the idea of Shefris. You're supposed to titnu leiv, you're supposed to think, consider, and hope about this yem hadin ha-gadol v'aneira. And the Ha'ara, which Ramesha said at the time, was titnu leiv v'titzapu, I should long and hope for this yem hadin ha-gadol v'aneira. Milanu gadol nishmuel haramasi. Shakel Kamish of Aaron, and it says that when the Baalis Oiv conjured him up from the dead, it says that the pasuk says Lamech Radetani. Why? He was trembling, he was tittering. He thought Shema Liyem Hadin Eviani. Maybe this is it. Maybe I'm being called and I'm being summoned to the Yem Hadin Agadol Vaneira. So Titnu Lei the Titzape. I'm supposed to think and consider and hope. If Shmuel didn't. So Moshe went on to say, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is the mysterious nefesh, and Malchus, the main thing is the Malchus Shemayim, and Melech al Kol Olam Kulo Bechvedecha. And remember that Akedah, he was Moshe Nefesh. And Shev prays, I'm willing to be Moshe Nefesh as long as Malard Ve'as Hashem La'asid Lavai Yehim Adin Agadol Vanera, whether or not it's going to be good for me or not. It's all about mysterious nefesh. That is very much the inyan of the day. That's the lashon of the Riaz over here. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amr Yitzchak, Lama Taken Rosh Hashanah. Frag the Gemara, Lama Taken, Rachmana Medaku, Tiku. Many Hasidic Shesvan quote this. Why do you do something? The Eibishter was mitzvah, you have to do it. I mean, why do you have to do it? The Eibishter said to do it. Ela lama meirin. Why do you do trua also? Meirin Rahman Amar, Zechon trua, it says Lashon of trua. Ela lama taken a Marian kishin yeshvin, taken a Marian kishin aimdin. Why do you do both? Why do we have tkias dem yushav, followed by tkias dem umad nowadays? We stand up for everything, but we know mi ikra din. We have tkias dem yushav and then tkias dem umad. So why do you have both? And now we say gedila arbe vasatam. Says Rashi, shleyastin kishish mi yisram chavavin, as a mitzvah mistatmin devarav. And when we do something above and beyond, and meaning this is something which was fixed for all of Klal Yisrael, even the Pshutei Am, that we have to do above and beyond that level of chavivas, causes the satan to not be able to be mekatrik. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Shana she'ena taken la betchilasa merian la b'seifa. If they're not taken care at the beginning of the year, then chas v'sham they'll have to cry out at the end. My time up, delay year of satan, because you were not successful in quieting and confusing the Zotan. Teza says, Mefarsh Balachas Gedela is Lav de Mikla B'Shabbata. We're not referring to if Rosh Hashanah falls in a Shabbos, and that's the reason why you weren't Tekeya. Elavis Yalad Unsa. It means if there was some other Hashkachas Hashem that you were unable to be Tekeya, that is a most inauspicious sign. If the year is poor, impoverished, humble at the beginning, then it will be good and wealthy and gebenched at the end. It's written chaser, lashon rash, ad achris, meaning seifa sheish laachris. There will be a good end to it. Rashi says, "Shirasha b'tchilasa shiyisrael eisen atzman rashin b'rosh hashana v'dar b'tachnunim, to speak humbly, supplications, tefila, and so on." Teza says, "Shemitir shiyisrael b'roshim libam nishbar u'merachnim aleim min hashemayim." I don't know if Teza means that because they are literally impoverished, Shemitir shiyisrael b'roshim. So because of that, Libam Nishbar, if they're impoverished, then they will be humble, and that will cause Hashem to have Rachmanis. The Inyan Yaakov says, Kikach Simon Shel Tzadikim, Tchilasin Yisurin, the Seifa and Shalva, and therefore that is the Seidat Dvarim. That's a good sign. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Gein Dan in its Adam, Ela Levi Masav Shel Eisa Shal. The person is judged according to the actions of that time. Shneim, as we saw in last week's parasha, Yishama Elikim es kol hanar basheru shama. Let's take a look at the Rashi over here. Umatzina b'breishis rabba amru malachin sharis levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. Mi shasidin banav lahamiz es banecha b'tzami atamalu li be'er. Shneim amasa b'erev likras tzama hatav amayim shahayu mitzim likras hagoyle minei meluch meneidiz nefuchim. Meaning when we went out, by the Chumash Bayis, they gave us salty things to eat and drink, which caused us to be so thirsty and die of starvation, of thirst. Is Yishmael a tzaddik or rasha? Amalei tzaddik. Amalei basheru sham. Eini danis ha'olam. I only judge the world, or some of the gears of ha'adam, ela b'shaiti. He is only judged basheru sham, based on where he is right now. Ask the Bali Tosfos, asks the Re'im, and others, I ben Seirer Umeirer, is Nidan al Shem Seifoi, and right now he is a tzaddik, right? Mutav Sheishiyam Zakai. So the Re'im says that by ben Seirer kvar hischil b'masim haroyim u'b'drachan amakul kolim shiyaviu l'dei Seifoi. Meaning, it seems to be that he's saying that he is already on a trajectory of a path of no return. That right, he's on that path. Kilo, once he's on that path, you're past the point of no return. It's like when you go up the roller coaster and you're going up to the top, and then once you tips down, that's it. You're gone. Right, it's too late. it's too late. Once that bar comes down, the safety bar goes down, and you're off. He's on this trajectory where he is on a path of Drachim Kolim, and so on. The Mishnah Melech says, and so says the Gurarie, there's a difference between Bezdin Shalmala and Bezdin Shalmata. When Bezdin Shalmala judge a person, Sherusham, and the Yun Yaakov says, the Kaddish Brev, it's the Bezdin Shalmala which is judging, they can always catch up with him. Don't worry, he's not going anywhere. Bezdin Shalmala can deal with him wherever he is, they can handle him. Bezdin Shalmata, they have to judge based on things right now, and they judge on things based on it right now. Say again?
Either way,
it's awesome. Yeah, it's also true. The Mashah says that by Yishmael, it was the Bnei Yishmael, it was the descendants of Yishmael who in the future were going to cause tzaras for Klal Yisrael. Aval hu ba'atzmei lo, that by the Ben Seira, he himself is the one who is Asid Lahashia, and that is the difference. And other answers, he quotes the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says over here, where was it? Bashir Hashem, Tzarina. Aval Ikra Tetzke Mishkos. First, he quotes the Re'im. And then he goes on to say that Ben Seira is different. Shehu L'Tivasai. Shemutav Shiyomus Zakai V'Al Yomis Chayiv. Avokan Irenan Kishyadua Shiyasa Masim Haroyim L'Asid V'Alze Ein Nisnim L'Ha'inesh Akshav. Okay, different answers given how to answer this question of Bashehu Sham against Ben Seira Umayra. Says Yom HaVayter the three things which are ma'orer a gzar din, and the averis on which are ma'orer averis and a kitrug against the person. Elan kirnatu, a shaky wall, meaning if a person does something dangerous, iun tefila, or if a person assumes that they daven such a fantastic tefila, sure Hashem is going to listen to me because I really daven a great tefillah, so there's a lack of humility in that tefillah. And so too, Meisa Din Al Chaveray, so too if a person conjures up a kitrug on their friend, Damrav Oven, Kala Meisa Din Al Chaveray, who nanish tefillah. You will be punished first, Namar Vatimra Sarai Al Avram Hamasi Alecha. And she was angry with him. Uksiv, this week's Sadr of Avram, Lispoid, Lissarav, Lithkaisa. So, what exactly does this mean? If you look at the Psukim say that the Visayesh is Avram Layolda, she had no children. And she had a Shifcha who was called Hagar. And Sari said to Avram, you know, you take my Shifcha, maybe I can be built from her. Avram listened to her, and she gave birth. Now, and then that same is sorry al Avram Hamasi Alecha. She was angry with him. I gave you my shifcha, and now she's become pregnant, and I've become cow in her eyes, and so on and so forth. And so she was Hamasi Alecha. So Zemes says like this. He says Nira Lefarish to Koya Hashehinisha Lahaga Shechrich Livreach. It has to do with the fact that Sarah punished Hagar, which caused her to run away, and she kind of threw it back in at Avram. Says the Svasem is the La'achem Yisasa, after Sarah died, Chaz Avram belakeches Hagar, he took her back, and that was the Mida Keneged Mida. He says the Rafi HaPashet, according to the Pashet Pshat, the Koya Masha Amr Avram Yishpet Hashem Ma Raya Dilma Higiz Mano Lomos. How do you necessarily see a proof? It must be something to do with this episode that she punished her and she caused her to run away, and she kind of made a point of mentioning this to Avram, and ultimately because of you and because of that, you know, Avram ended up taking her back. That's how the Sfas Emes explains it. Al Kavana, what are these first two things? If there's a kirnati, a dangerous situation, Iyun Tfilah, Tesis just points out and says, we find really three different types of Iyun Tefillah in Shas. One Iyun Tefillah is mentioned here, which is something bad and detrimental. If a person is Seimech on their Tefillah, it's never going to be Nishma. Because of that, they put lots of strength into it because they think, my Tefillah is going to be Poyel. That is bad. There's another type of Iyun Tefillah, which is good, proper concentration. And that's a fantastic thing. When you do it, when you're not mitzapet, that it's going to be niskayim, and that's what we say about Eichel Peres of Bailam Azeva, Kengim Zilam Abar, Iyun Tefillah. That's very good. And then there's another type of Iyun Tefillah, which is a euphemistic term. It's the opposite of Iyun Tefillah. It's a lack of Iyun, zero concentration. So those are the three different types of Iyun Tefillah which we find. Says the Gemara like this. It's four things which tear up a gzar din of a person. Like we mentioned before, So says the Marsha, he says negad these three things, the Python was Miyasid Tshuva, Shinemaisa, Tfila Tsaka, and Staka Kenegid Staka. These things are Maver Esraya Hagzera. Why don't we mention Shin Hashem in this? So says this Vasem is Regishmak. He says Shin Hashem and Shinamakam is not something which rips up a Gzar Din, but it's just that the Gzar Din was Nigz on Reuven. The person is now Shimon. Or was Nigz on Reuven who lives in such and such a place, and now this is Reuven who lives elsewhere. It's a different person. There's a very emotional language in the Nusach of the Shin Hashem. And it says, you know, the Afim Nigzar Al Ruvain the Beis Din Chad Tzedek Misa Shayamus, and so on. Hini Rabbi Sin Hakadoshim Amru Shleishu Devarim Kenin Gzar Din Shel Adam Echem Mehem Shin Hashem. And we say the Im Al Ruvain or whatever the name is, Im Al Ruvain Nigzar Adin, and then we add in the new name Al Shimon Loi Nigzar. And now we add in the new name, we say Al Shimon Loi Nigzar, and so on. Because it's a different person. And that is the concept of Shin Hashem, and that's the Sasim says that's the reason why it's not included in that particular piece of tefillah, because the Pshat is it's a different human being. Good. It's also fascinating that the Rai of Shinu Maisa works. It's from Ninveh, from Goyim, which is fascinating. Some actually say there's a Tashbetz who says that we find that Shuvah is Makras Dineshal Adam. It's dafka tshuva b'tzibur, like the tshuva of Ninveh, but the tshuva of a yachid, perhaps not, which is also fascinating. The yisheir memavshin emakim nechsev yem Hashem al Avram lech chamiyatz chavahad ve'ezchav gadol. Either, why don't we mention that? Who's chus teretz Yisrael huda hanyalei? The yom rabbi yitzchak hayiv adam lahak v'pnei rabbi beregel. Why are you going to see the Navi today? One needs to purify oneself on regal. As it says, you're not supposed to touch the nevela of an animal. I might think that a regular Yisrael is Muzar and Magan Avail Tamadlaim Emar Kahanim. Bnei Aaron Muzar Bnei Israel Ein Muzarin. Validvaram Kavachem Omat Tuma Hamura Kahanim Muzar Yisrael Ein Muzarim Tuma Kalak Nevela. They call it again Elama Taka Tamadlaim Ubinim Lassim Go Beregel. During the Regel, when everyone is going up to the Beis HaMikdash, then even Yisrael is muzer on that. Nowadays they say that that there is no obligation to be matar nowadays because we're not able to be matar ourselves from Timus Mason and so on. Amram Chrisbadei Amram Yechanash Leishisram Niptachem Rosh Hashanah. There's three books which are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echashol Rishayim Gemurim, Echashol Tzadikim Gemurim, Echashol Beinanim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim nechtavim la'alter. L'chaim. Like we know, many have a meaning to say, l'shanat tzev dikasav istichasim, la'alter. Rashem gemurim nechtavim nechtavim la'alter l'misa. Bein eni em tfei ma'im nemin Rosh Hashanah ad yam kippurim. Our guess is, zachu nechtavim l'chaim. Le'i zachu nechtavim l'misa. The Rambam has the girsa of asu tshuva nechtavim nechtamim l'chaim. And before I should explain the reason why is because it doesn't make sense to say that the person is going up and down like a yo-yo. They do one more mitzvah, he's up. Two averes, he's down. A couple mitzvahs, and therefore you need to change the mahus of the person, because a beinoni is a zev, is a a tzaddik yitzah tev shefte, a rasha is yitzah hara shefte, a beinoni is zev zeh shefte, and therefore the only thing which is strong enough and significant enough to change a person is the teshuva, and that's how the Rambam understood what that means. Good. The Amar Rav Avin, my crow, what's the raya? Yimachu misefer chayim v'im tzaddikim al yechtevu. Yimachu misefer, to be wiped out. That's referring to Sifan Shal Roshoyim Gemurim. Chayim is a Sifan Shal Tzadikim. Ve'im Tzadikim Al Yikosfu Ze Sifran Shal Beinani. Let's just see one more line. Now, Mizraham V'Hacha Ve'im Ayin Mecheinina Misifcha Shal Kasavta Mecheinina, wipe me out, Sifan Shal Roshoyim. Misifcha Ze Sifran Shal Tzadikim Shal Kasavta, that which you wrote, Ze Sifran Shal Beinanim. And just to end off with one final Rambam, you know, we mentioned that Shina Hashem is also something which tears up a Gzar Din. Seems a strange thing. Shina Hashem, you just change your name and then the Gzar Din is gone. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Teshuva, Halacha Daled, when the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam adds a Koloimar. Zag the Rambam Koloimar. Ani Acher V'eini Oysa Yo'ish She'osa Oysan Hamasim. As the Rambam says, it's not, meaning, what is the pshat that you do a Shina Hashem? It has to be that your whole perspective changes. Very often we do certain acts and certain averas because we look at ourselves a certain way. I am the type of guy that speaks during Chazar Sashatz. That's who I am, you know, I'm not such a... This. You look at yourself in a certain way, this is who I am, this is my chevra, we hop a shmooze during Chazar Sashatz, we do this, we do that, whatever it is. It says the Ram, Shina Hashem is not stam, it's not magic. But you have to look at yourself. I'm a different type of person. I'm an ish acher, and with that type of a perspective, that is strong enough to be kareya gzardina shaladim. Okay.